what do you expect from the second half?
Well, I actually expect our Lady Penguins to get some more offense going on. They were pretty good until the end of the first half, but let's see if the change on the field doesn't affect them very much. And I expect them to keep on going and maybe get one goal in, and let's see what happens.
I know you mentioned it before, as we get underway here with BYU having the ball, you mentioned that you'd like to see more people push forward into the box.
Yes, I like that, because we do have offense, but usually when long kicks come in, there's not many people far on that side of the field. So we usually get some kicks to nowhere.
Yeah, you could see them doing the right thing, technically putting the ball into the corner for someone to be there to chase it down, but there hasn't been.
Yeah, we do have number, what was it? 27, yeah, Batista. She's
all over
there.
The field. She's the only one.
Yeah, but that's the thing. She's the only one, and you cannot build a tactical win based on one person being there for the pass.
We're going to have a penalty here on BYU with the sloppy challenge, and Dominican's going to have a kick. Chance to get one in the box, get one for it. I like to see them possess a ball up at the top of the box instead of just flicking it in there.
That will be good, because usually the way to get a good kick, a good opportunity for a score, is getting possession of the ball in the offensive area.
Here goes Dominican, puts it into the middle, but that one's well defensed, and that one goes out to the corner. BYU's going to get their foot on it, bring it upfield. Sloppy play, though, but they're able to keep it. That one goes out off of Dominican's shin for a BYU kick. So like we're saying, every time they get it into the box or at the top of the box, it's not with possession.
No, usually we get kicked off by a player for BYU. You know, they do have a strong defense. So usually there's a defense player that kicks off the ball right out.
And we can say all this about how we don't like the lack of possession at the top of the box, but the top five scoring chances, four of them have been Dominican shots.
Yes.
So their offense isn't that bad. If we're making it seem that bad, we're sorry. They're playing very well. The fact that they're hanging this tough is impressive. And Megan Jones is hobbling. She looks hurt. Casey mentioned earlier that she missed a game with that injury, and it looks like it just got rolled up on by a player on the ground. This could be bad.
You know, if I were the coach, I would take her right off just to prevent the injury to get any worse.
All right, she's chasing players. She's marking her lady, but it's slowly, and you can tell something's wrong. But the fact that she's still moving, maybe it was just a tweak and she could play through it.
But, you know, if she's a good player, she's a good asset to the team, you don't want to force that, because she could get worse and then not be able to play for more games.
Looks like the referee's given a yellow card. That one's going to Emily Whitaker. She had a hard challenge over the top of a BYU player. It looked like she might have even thrown a little hand in there, maybe thrown her to the ground at the end of the play. She is going to get a yellow. And the referee has mentioned before, we saw him tell people to cool it. You mentioned that.
Yeah.
It's getting feisty.
It is.
But that's what we like to see. We're the smaller prestige school, so we need to get in their face and let them know that we're not just going to go away just because they're BYU Hawaii.
But, you know, you want to get in their faces, but you want to get it in their faces in a way that you don't get cards, because one more yellow and that means you're one player left.
Yes, because you could be aggressive to a fault. If it starts costing you plays, gives them good opportunities, or you lose a player, then your aggressiveness was foolhardy and you're gonna miss out.
You have to keep it cool.
Here comes the free kick from Dominican. That finds its way into the box with two girls running each other. Whitaker gets a foot on it, but that one goes way out of bounds. Two girls for Dominican. That looked like it was Whitaker and Salesia had equal opportunity. They both kicked out at the same time and the ball got nowhere because they both got feet on it.
You know, it was a good opportunity, but I would have searched for one more player to make a pass. You know, keep the ball in the area, keep the play going on, and maybe get a clearer shot.
Can't argue with you there, Caro.
And it's a ball back for BYU.
And here comes their kick. We got to realign the ball, and then comes the kick from BYU. That's a low one. I don't think she got that how she wanted. She did find her player, but the player had to go for it.
Well, that's Raspberry. She's going on.
Oh, here comes Bautista. She's got the ball. She advances it in the middle. Oh, and the back. BYU goalie comes diving out, but she loses it.
Opportunity.
Oh, no. The BYU, she did. She came out on Silesia and Bautista, both kicked it at her, but she was able to get her body on it still. But the ball came squirting out, but the BYU defenders were able to get their feet on it.
But, you know, a good thing is that the ball's still on Dominican ground, and they are building towards that goal.
I'll tell you what. They look like they're going to get it. They look much better than BYU right now.
They do. They do. They are building towards that goal. I think we might have a chance to see that.
As Dominican got it deep, but it's going to go out, and it's going to be a Dominican throw, I believe. I thought it was out for a BYU throw.
You know, I didn't get a chance to see it. The stands are in my way.
It is a Dominican throw, so they have an opportunity here. Throw in. That one finds Brotzberg. She gets it in the middle. She finds someone in the middle, but that one's cleared by a BYU defender. Almost a good opportunity there as Katie Brown gets it, able to advance it back.
That's a classical defense move, you know, kicking the ball just as far away as you can.
Nice clearance there. Here comes Dominican. Megan Jones all the way up in midfield. She's got to be careful not to let someone leak behind her. Bautista controlling.
Oh, Bautista
she's fighting
it.
Off two defenders. She tries to kick it in, but that one goes off a defender's foot. That one goes out almost out of bounds, but BYU is able to handle it. Bautista tried to take on three defenders by herself.
You know, she's in the zone. If there had been another player that she could have get the pass to, that could have been a goal.
So that's three instances this half already where we've seen more players forward. We could have had three goals by now.
But, you know, we have seen some improvements in the offense because, actually, if you have noticed, all the players are on the BYU side. Actually, our goalie is getting bored. She's almost half court just seeing what happens because we are on to this game. And, you know, that last play was a really good one, but, you know, a lot of defense against just one offense player.
Yeah, Bautista is really taking on the entire BYU team herself. She's really impressing people out here.
She is. She's on the zone right now.
Look, she may be focused on this game, but I'm focused on the fact that we have a very good chance at having her join us for the men's broadcast. So we'd have the star of Dominican's game come on with us. That'd be fantastic. As finally a ball gets back to Herring, the goalie for Dominican, but there's really no chance there. That one's a slow roller.
You know, she's really collected, really cool. She knows things might be going well for the team.
Here comes BYU controlling the ball, finally showing a little bit of the control that people had talked about them having before. Sloppy header there. Megan Jones is able to clear that one away.
Comes back to the mannequin.
Here comes BYU. Puts it in the corner, chased down by a BYU player. Crossed high into the middle. Nobody there, though.
And that is out of bounds.
That's going to be a goal kick.
I think so. I think it's a goal kick.
It is. That one almost took a bad bounce on the field that Casey was talking about. Lopsided, lumpy, divots everywhere. It took a bad bounce, but it was still barely hung in there for a goal kick.
Yes. Could it be that the tilt on the ground is actually working on the other side? Because we're seeing a better moves for Dominican on this half of the game than the last half.
Yeah, it's very weird. It seems like going uphill, Dominican has a better offense than going downhill, which was not expected.
Probably they trained this way.
It would be smart, and I wouldn't put it past them. Head coach Jonathan Delano in his sixth season certainly knows what he's doing out there, so it wouldn't surprise me. As Dominican's controlling it, in the corner, BYU takes it away. Clever defending there. Dominican gets a foot on it, but that one goes out of bounds. Tried to be safe, couldn't. That's going to be a BYU throw, and they got it deep in the zone there with some possession, but it seems like every time Dominican gets in there, BYU has two defenders on whoever has the ball. Could that be because there are not enough offensive people in the box so they can commit two defenders just to the ball?
I think so. Like, just right now, we have two offenders on the zone, and they have five defenders. So that's two against five. That's not good odds. You know, even if your players are good, you're not getting anywhere just with two people out there.
And here's Celicia in the corner with two people on her again. There's really nowhere for her to go. Nobody on Dominican is moving to help her out. They're kind of stagnant right now. Maybe they're getting tired because they've poured so much effort into staying close with BYU thus far.
You know, I think they might be looking for a corner kick.
But it is a throw, and the long throw is into the box, just over the heads of Brotzberg. There's another Dominican head on it. That one goes out about 15 yards out away from the goal. No real threat there.
And it's a ball for the goalie of DYU. Let's see if she can get it on their side of the field.
So here comes the goal kick from McCain, the goalie, for BYU. It's off the foot, and it's a good one into the middle. It's going to find a Dominican head, though. And off the head, it's going to go Dominican's way, and they're going to have it. Hard challenge there by BYU. Nice little bump, little hip bump. Way to stay with it, though. But the BYU defender eventually takes it. This is the first time I see 3-4 people up on the attack, but then they lose the ball. Bit unlucky there.
Yes. You know, I'm pretty sure Dominican's looking for a corner kick because every time one of their players gets near the corner, all the other players seems to just stand still to see what happens.
It was a long cross across from BYU Hawaii, and that one just misses you in the broadcast booth, Kara.
Yes.
Luckily, we're up on our platform, so we're a bit out of harm's way. And here comes the throw-in for Dominican. That's going to be Catherine Ripple on the throw. Short throw to Brotzberg. Able to trap it, but 3 BYU defenders on her. It seems like BYU has 30 players on the field.
Yeah,
and they can
does.
Commit 3 people to everyone on the ball. Their defense is swarming.
But then again, we do have a good defense. And I just think if we don't get more offensive players, at least get the half people, you know, the center people to move up and help the offensive players.
Oh, and there goes a challenge from Dominican. That was Kendra Korsberg. She went low, slid into the legs. She got jumped over, and she got kicked in the face, and it looks like she may be bleeding. And, yeah, she did. She got hit in the face hard. It was by the lower leg of the BYU player.
You know, she dived trying to take the ball away from BYU, but, you know, sometimes these dives don't act the way you think they would. And it looks like she hurt herself trying to get the ball back.
You know, the dive seemed late. It seemed like a late challenge.
Yeah. If she had hit the other player, that would have been a fault.
Yeah, it was a late challenge, maybe a bit sloppy, a bit over-optimistic for sure.
Yes, I think so.
It looks like she got the wind knocked out of her. The trainer is out there holding her. She's up on her hands and knees.
I don't think the other player hit her. I think she just
hit the ground hard.
Yeah, caught out of breath.
Yeah, it seemed like the BYU player rolled over her, but stayed on her feet. So, it wasn't that bad. She's walking off. It looks like she just got the wind knocked out of her, and let's hope that's all it is.
I think it is all it is. You know, she hit the ground a little bit too hard.
Yeah, like we said, a bit over-optimistic on the challenge. She went in hard and low.
I would say, actually, maybe an unnecessary challenge. But, you know, she was there, she tried to do her best, and the good thing is I believe she'll be okay.
You know, it's very possible it was unnecessary. It seemed like she didn't go down until the player was already on top of her.
Yes.
So it seemed like a late challenge. Not dirty at all.
No, not dirty, just not well-timed.
Yes, absolutely. And looks like there's going to be a substitution in. That's going to be Mallory Englehart, the junior midfielder out of Lodi, California, came in to take her place. She's a midfielder, and she's taking the place of a defender. So maybe we can look for a little more attack here, a little defense for offense because of the injury.
Maybe we can. Although our defense is good, but we do need that quick change to offense we've been talking about.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the way Jones is playing right now, you might want to capitalize on her being able to neutralize the entire BYU team seemingly by herself.
Yes.
Dominican gets the ball, and as they do in soccer, because their player got injured, they just kick it to BYU, give them the ball out of courtesy.
Yeah. And the ball's off, I think. Oh, it's BYU.
Yep, it's going to be BYU's ball. They're controlling it. And it looks like the midfielder that came in, she's not going to be attacking quite yet. It looks like she's playing more of a holding midfielder role. Ball at midfield.
You know, I don't know how this is going to fare for Dominican because Bradsbury is, I think, the best defensive player we have. And she's been keeping the BYU at bay. And now we got one less defense and one more middle field. So let's see how that fares for us.
You're absolutely right. But I'll tell you what, these girls are playing with some serious heart right now, and it shows.
Yes, it shows.
Here comes a throw-in for BYU. That one's kicked out of bounds right over the broadcast booth.
Scared the hell out of me.
Seemed like it was going to hit you in the face there, Caro.
Yeah.
Glad you're okay. BYU has it deep in the corner. They're going to have it. Looks like they're going to try and get a cross in. Here it comes. It's a low one. Here comes a shot. No. Shot.
Oh, it was a
Harry
shot.
With the save. And then the rebound. It bounces off her hand.
Oh.
And BYU is able to get to that. That's going to be a goal. She made the initial save. And then a BYU player was jostling with the Dominican defender, and they were able to get it up top shelf. Herring had no chance off the rebound. Fantastic play on the first save.
You know, fantastic first save, fantastic goalkeeping. But, you know, she couldn't keep hold of the ball, and that rebound, there was no way, no way at all she could have stopped that from happening.
You know, it seemed like the stalwart defense of Dominican showed one little crack, and the very talented BYU team was able to jump into it and get a goal.
Let's not get our hopes down because, you know, our offense still as good as ever. Let's hope our middle players get up on that offense. And that's a good play.
And here comes Alicia. She's working with Baptista. She's got her on the other side. She gets it in the middle, and that's going to be more of a shot, and that's going to be very high, very wide, not a challenge for McCain.
I would have made that a pass.
But like you said earlier, they may have the goal, but we have more of the better chances. So if you think we can't get a goal and tie this up, you are dead wrong.
I think we may be able to tie this. You know, a lot of what happens when you get a goal in, your players kind of get downhearted. So let's hope it doesn't happen to the Penguins.
Especially when you're playing a big team like BYU, and you played them so tough, and then all of a sudden one bounce off the hands and there's a goal. It can get you down, and it's understandable, but it can only be for a brief moment because you need to get back in the game. It seemed like BYU, they flipped. What happened there, Caro?
That was so weird. Okay, so two players, Dominican Penguin had the ball, and two BYU just pressed on her.
Yeah, it was Alicia.
And she almost cartwheeled. But of course, it wasn't a fault because there were no legs kicking involved.
Or if she would have gone down instead of holding herself up.
But it was just weird. It was dangerous, too.
Brodsburg crosses in the middle. It's going to find a BYU head and then a BYU foot. But Megan Jones is at midfield. She arcs it into the corner where Baptista, the ever hard-working Baptista, tries to chase it down. But McCain, the goalie, is there, and she's going to control this one as BYU really looks poised now. It seems like that goal really put their heads on straight. High kick by the goalie. Goes to the other side. Brodsburg goes to get ahead on it. She loses the challenge, and that's going to be off her head. BYU throw in.
You know, this is what happens with soccer. You can play and keep possession of the ball all you want, but when an opportunity comes, if you play it right, in just seconds, you're up by one, and that's what just happened to the Penguins.
Yep, you could look like you're getting beat all game, and then you blink, and you're down one. But then again, you blink and you could be tied again. So they cannot give up hope as Megan Jones wins on a nice challenge there. Clears it all the way back down the field where Baptista chases it down, defender controlling. Baptista able to take it from her. Baptista with the long shot. Little over-optimistic there, maybe 5 feet out. But the goalie was there.
It was a good shot. But, you know, then again, you cannot build a play on just two players.
But here's my problem. Good shot, far out, not that far off. But there was one defender between her and the goal, and she had Celicia at her side.
She could have made a pass, and that would have been a goal because Alicia was free.
See, what I'm thinking is she's done so much of the work by herself in this game that when there's finally an opportunity to work with a teammate, she didn't even recognize it because no one's been there to help her all game.
That is true.
So she might have been surprised by finally the presence of a teammate.
I guess she actually didn't look to her right because she used to just going out there.
Can't knock the effort, though, because Baptista is the hardest working girl right now on the pitch for Dominican. And you know what? If she sees an open shot, as good as she is, she has to take it. She did.
Oh, and
unfortunately,
she took
it went wide.
It was a good shot. Unfortunately, it went wide.
I'll tell you what. I'm not seeing how a Dominican player just tripped the BYU forward on the right side.
It wasn't a fall because it didn't touch her leg, I believe. She just like, if I put my leg and you trip on it, it's not my fault.
Okay. I see what you're saying there. As the ball goes all the way back to McCain, the goalie for BYU. Easy control for her. It was kicked to her by her teammate, so of course she can't pick it up with her hands. She's controlling it, and there it is. She's looking downfield. No pressure on her. Nobody's going to come up on her. She's just going to pick out a pass. It looks like she's found one that she likes. It's into the middle. It's to one of her big forwards in the middle. Someone's calling it for the outside. Number 14 for BYU wants it on the outside. The pass went for her, but it was not on target, and Dominican's able to get their feet on it. That was Jillian Nunes able to get the defense there. She's back there with Jones and Fryer.
Oh no. That could have been a fault.
This is going to be a penalty kick.
That can even be a yellow card.
This has to be a penalty kick, right, Caro? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
So the BYU player got control of the ball in the box, made a move, and the Dominican player, again, an overall optimistic, maybe even unnecessary challenge, low and hard, took her out. She fell on her face, and now it's going to give a BYU a golden opportunity
here. Okay, so what BYU needs to do if they want to score this goal is take a low kick because of the tilt of the field. But if they do manage to get a high kick, they probably will miss it. Let's hope they'll miss it with a tilt of the field.
Yeah, it's going to be Riley North on the penalty kick as Megan Herring, the goalie.
If she's smart, she'll aim
low.
Here
comes the kick. That one's in.
Oh, that was a goal.
Perfect placement. Herring dove the right way. No chance. Curved right into the corner, low and hard. Perfect shot. 2-0 BYU.
Perfect shot. You know, that's what you want to do. If the ground goes lower, you don't want to take it higher like it happened to the Dominican. You want to aim low so it will be a little bit higher.
Yeah, it seemed like she had the right idea, executed it perfectly. That's why they're up 2-0, whereas the Dominican girls tried to put it high on the same goal. BYU is now going right to left, so towards the downward goal, the same one that Dominican had their PK attempt against, but they went high and missed. BYU went low and nailed it.
Seems to me like the Penguins are getting a little bit nervous. I would be nervous if I were there.
Yeah, they're really starting to play like they can feel the loss coming. And you can see it in their demeanor. You can see it in how much they're trying to force a pass. Where before, they put it into a corner and hope someone there. Now they're trying to fit it in between three people low on the ground, and there's just no openings.
But you know, a good sign may be that we actually had five players up front, and if they manage to pull themselves together. Oh, no, was that?
Here comes BYU into the box. She's going to have a clear shot. No, she's taken out by Dominican, and that one's kicked out for a goal kick. That was Jillian Nunes on the defense. She came in, defended her hard, took her out, and then the ball went rolling away. Katie Brown was able to knock it away. That's going to be a corner kick, BYU.
She was doing a really good play. I mean, good defense, good goalkeeping, and that was so close.
Very aggressive defense. Almost, she was almost close to a foul there. She went in hard.
Yeah.
But she played it well, perfectly on the edge, as BYU sets up their set piece. They got one of their tallest players in there. That's number 23, Riley North. She's a freshman, but she looks like she could be dangerous on a set piece. So could Heather Cook.
Yes, and I'm scared because a corner kick may be dangerous.
Yep, and up right in front of the goal for them is Kim Micheletti. And here comes the ball. It's in towards her, but that one's way out of bounds. It goes behind the goal. No threat there.
No.
Not even a chance for a play.
Not a good kick. Not ever.
Nope. It looks like they were going to try to go for Micheletti. She was up in front of the goal. She's tall. Micheletti is 5'10", so she's someone you'd aim for on a set piece. So that's what they're going for, just the execution was poor.
You know, I can tell the goalie is nervous. She has been handing out some pretty good kicks, and now she just went off ground.
Yes. Megan Herring just kicked the goal kick out of bounds. BYU with control in the corner. There's going to be Britt Edmond in the corner again. She was the one who was on the drive who got pushed when she was going in for the score on this last play that led to the corner. Megan Herring with the ball now. Cross attempt, she knocked it down easily. She's going to roll it out in front of her and look to kick it away. Here comes her kick. Low drive. Another poor kick there, Caro.
Yes, I believe they are nervous. Let's hope they pull themselves together and manage something over there.
You know, the one silver lining right now could be the fact that down two, they need to commit more people to the attack. It's going to force them to. They can't really think about it.
I hope so. I certainly hope so.
Here comes Dominican, and that's going to be Celicia chasing down the ball, but there's going to be two BYU defenders there, as it seems like there has been all game, and she's not able to win the ball. There's Micheletti for BYU down in the corner. And Caro, is it just me, or does it seem like every time Dominican has the ball in the attacking fourth that there are two BYU defenders on the ball?
It seems like it. And then again, I guess they have maybe four defensive players and maybe two or three middle field that are just there for the defense. And that's why they're for. If you need a defense, they go and help the defense. But if you need an offense, your middle player should go and support your offense. And I think that's what we are lacking. We're lacking more people on the offensive side.
Yeah, it seems like on offense, if Bautista doesn't get it done, or if Brotzberg doesn't get it done, those two, seems like nothing's going to be happening.
Yes.
Celicia has been there. She's there a lot. But on the ball most of the time is Bautista. And here comes the goal kick because Brotzberg just kicked one out of bounds. This one goes high. It's coming over towards the radio booth. Just misses us. I was ready to make a play on it. I was going to head it in for a goal. I don't care if I'm 60 yards away.
And that's a ball for Dominican.
And here comes the throw. It's a long one, but it's not really to anybody. They tried to force it to Celicia, who is surrounded by three defenders.
Another ball for Dominican.
Let's see if they could do better on this one. Looking for Bautista again, but Bautista, covered by three BYU defenders, is not able to get the ball.
Of course not. If you got three red people around you, you're not going to be able to get the ball.
Yeah, I think this is really a testament to the size and the strength and the speed of BYU.
Yes. They're really strong, and they have a really strong offense. Defense.
And
a lot
offense.
Of people there. Yeah, of course. It's a free kick.
Here it comes. It's into the middle of the box, but there is literally nobody within 30 feet of the ball. Everybody was lined up on the left side of the box. The cross went to the right side. The only people around it were three BYU defenders, as it seems like there always is.
You know, that's what you usually do. That's a tactic you usually do when you know your kicker is aiming for the goal. Like, see Brazil, for example. You get Ronaldinho on a free kick, and you get all of your players on the other side to concentrate the defense of the other team on that side, so to try and get a goal in. But, you know, this girl, she tried to get, you know, she certainly was centered, but the ball didn't get in.
It was 20 yards short.
Yes.
That's going to be a problem. So now they're going to have a free kick from the side, maybe 30 yards out. And here it comes. It's going to be a cross in the middle, not the shot. Looking for a head, it's going to find a BYU one, and that's going to be no challenge. That one's going to roll back out, and that's going to be Erdman for BYU, and she is running like a mad woman right now. And Dominican just has to kick it out of bounds because she looked like a woman on a mission. That was an impressive run by Erdman.
And that's a goal for BYU.
And here comes their throw-in for BYU Hawaii. It's going to be Kasha Brandman, who checked in at the end of the first half, as there's going to be a goalie change for BYU. It looks like Amanda Oswald is going to be checking in, Megan McCain checking out. This could be good for Dominican because Megan McCain has played some pretty flawless goaltending. She had a clean sheet, but every time we had a good shot, she was always in position.
Yes.
So this could bode well. Maybe getting the fresh legs in there won't help in this case because it's a goalie and not a midfielder and attacker.
Yes.
Maybe she'll be a little slow at the start. Let's sneak a goal in there.
Let's hope so. And then again, if you notice how the players are set up, we do have a good defense, but if you look up to the offense side, we just have two players. So a long kick and just Bautista to get it.
And here comes the long kick, and it is going to be Bautista chasing it down, as you mentioned before, as she does so often. She's tripped up a little bit. BYU gets the ball, clears it out. It's going to find Dominican heads. But even though it found a Dominican head, it found a BYU foot in the middle. And she's going to do a lead pass, and that's going to lead it. That's going to be Edmund out on the break.
And
Herring runs out in front of Edmund, who is running with a breakaway. It was her and two friends, no Dominican defenders. But
that was one risky goalkeeping move because, you know, the player can run through you that easy. But she got the ball.
And I'm sorry, that is not Megan Herring. That is the freshman, Rocky Ramos, the 5'7 goalkeeper out of Long Beach, California, just dove in front of three offensive players to grab that ball. Brave play there.
Yes.
So, yes, as I was looking at the BYU goalie change, it seemed like Dominican had one of their own. Like I said, Rocky Ramos, the 5'7 freshman out of Long Beach, California, is in the game in goal for Dominican.
Oh, and that's a good pass to number 16, Kayla Wakita. And she has been up there trying to help our very own number 27, Kaylin Batista.
Yeah, she tried to force that one to Batista, though. There was really nowhere for her to put it. But she tried to put it in there anyway, and it went straight to the goalie. No problem there.
And they're just mingled within each other.
Uh-oh. This could be trouble.
Oh, this could be a yellow card. You know, the trick here is not to fight with the referee.
Yeah, it's not going to put him in a good mood. You're not going to win an argument with a referee.
Yeah, don't talk to him. Just not say yes, sir, and get away. And she's going to get a yellow card. Yes, she is.
Oh, and she walked away.
Oh, that's a yellow card.
That's a yellow card on Shayna Elkins. And I'll tell you what, the referee is not happy with her. She better watch herself because he could, before in soccer, you have to walk up to the referee while they flash you the card in front of him. She walked away before he pulled it out. So she is going to be walking a tightrope now.
You know, she wasn't going to get a yellow card until she started, you know, fighting with the referee. Because the referee had his hands nowhere near the cards until she started complaining about the move. And that's what usually happens when the move is not that aggressive and it's dubious whether it's a yellow card or not. The referees usually don't take the car out until you complain.
Yeah, so now Dominican's getting a little sloppy. Their aggression has turned into over-aggression and sloppiness, and it's not looking good for Dominican right now.
No, it's not.
We're going to have an offsides call here. It's going to be Dominican's ball.
Let's hope they manage to get it together.
They really need to, because the way it's going right now, Dominican is getting very upset with BYU just because they're bigger, stronger, faster. And they're able to contain the Dominican so well that they're breaking out, and it seems in a fighting way. And that's not, it's getting a little dangerous.
You know, that last yellow card, for me, it was just a waste. You know, waste of temper. You know you're losing. You know the referee is a good referee. Don't fight it. Just let him call the fault and don't fight it. Oh, and that's a fault. No, it wasn't.
Nope, they won't call a foul. And you know what? It may be because the referee is a little fed up with Dominican and their attitude right now. They're giving a lot of lip to the referee. And our player, Kendra Korsberg, who is back in the game, which is great to see after getting the wind knocked out of her early, just got knocked down hard and the referee just looked the other way. It could definitely be because he's tired of Dominican's complaining.
It could be. And you know, it wouldn't be the first time.
Nope, in the first half, the same thing happened. They were trying to get a corner kick, and it went out for a throw-in. And Dominican was very unhappy, and three girls gathered around the referee and were yelling at him. That's not a good way to get him on your side.
No.
It just seems senseless to me.
You know, especially when you get a good referee. A referee that's not biased. When you get a referee that's certainly on the other team's side, well, then you can do whatever you want.
And I think he's doing a good job. BYU just had the ball in the box. A very overambitious shot. That was Edmund again, tried to do a 180 weak foot shot. Had nothing going for her there. Ball went out of bounds. It off a Dominican leg. It's going to be a corner kick.
And this looks dangerous because BYU seems pretty well, like, gather-centered, and they have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, you know, and they're playing with the confidence right now, so they look ready to score on this set piece. The tall girls are out there. We mentioned before, they're not in.
I don't think they'll get this kick, though.
Here it comes. The cross in. It's a low one.
And it's a goal.
That one finds a shin of a BYU player. It was short, but they ran a beautiful set piece, and it was meant to be short, as the girl from the backside came all the way around the front of the formation and just caught it off the front of her foot. The goalie didn't even see her coming. I don't know how you could.
No.
She came unmarked.
You know, that's good tactic because you usually expect a long pass to the center of the field. And it was a short pass on purpose. And that girl knew that she was going for the goal.
Oh, that was an impressive set piece right there.
That was a good play.
Because when she kicked it, I thought, bad cross, low, that's not going to get anything done. And out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was a good move. I'll say that they knew they had that one.
Yeah, that was just a beautifully drawn play and executed to perfection. We're now under 20 minutes left in the game. 3-0 BYU now, as they've jumped out to a comfortable lead here in the second half after Dominican fought so hard and played them so well in the first half.
And, you know, the first part of this half, they were doing pretty well. They were going well on the offense, keeping their defense up. But, you know, that first goal totally screwed them up.
No, you're absolutely right. And there was just a foul on Brotzberg, and it's going to lead to a Dominican free kick, and that's going to be Cassie DeBoney. No, it's not. It's going to be Megan Hansen, it looks like. Yes, it is. It's going to be Megan Hansen. She's going to look to get it in the middle.
All the Dominican players to the left.
And here it comes, and nothing doing there. It finds ahead of a BYU player, not even close to a Dominican one.
Not even close.
BYU with some nifty handling there, sends a BYU player up the sideline. Megan Hansen there, again, to defense the ball, as Salisha is on her way into the attacking fourth. Long shot there, not even close.
That called for a pass.
Yeah, it did. You know what? That was overambitious. It didn't trouble the keeper at all.
It could have been a good play. It looked good, but then the kick went really offside.
You know, that's more of a English Premier League scoring chance than it is a Pac West Conference scoring chance.
I think you're right. I think for this kind of soccer, you need to pass.
And you need to get in. All the goals for BYU have been within 10 feet of the goal. Except
really,
for the
really
penalty
close.
Kick.
Well, yeah, but you know.
But it's a penalty kick.
But they played that penalty kick really good.
Yeah, it seems like Dominican bases the offense on long shots, where BYU gets into the box and works it from there.
I think you're right.
And I think the score, 3-0 BYU, shows which tactic is working better today. Wakita controls it into the middle, but it's a sloppy touch, and BYU is able to take it easily as they send a girl up the sideline. Taken by Dominican on a good defensive play, crossed in the middle, sent for Bautista to chase it down. But there's going to be a defender and a goalie there, and the goalie picks it up easily. It's Bautista. You know, she's starting to look tired, and how can you blame her? 13 minutes left in this game, so she played almost the entire game, and all she's done is run after balls that haven't even been left that good for her.
Yes, and you know, that could have been a goal, counting that the goalie wasn't looking. But you know, you have to count the goalie.
I'll tell you what, I am wildly impressed with the play of Bautista. We're going to have an offsides call. We mentioned before, I have talked to her. I talked to her off the air, and she said she would come on during the men's game. If she is too tired and beat up and just wants to go back to her room and rest after this game, I will completely understand, because she is throwing out a champion's effort right now.
Oh, she's been running all the game, and all the chances we've had, she's made them.
It seems like every time you look, it's her against two defenders. And she has battled, and she hasn't complained once. She hasn't gone on her teammates demanding them to do better or help her. She's just going to take it upon herself.
You know, in soccer, you get two kinds of chances. The ones that are made for you and the ones that you make for you. And she's certainly been making chances happen.
Absolutely. Here's a play in by BYU. It was going to try and be a cross in, but Dominican got a foot on it. And Rocky Ramos is going to have no problem picking that up and kicking it out. And there it goes. There's the ball off the head of a BYU player. Finds the head of Bautista, who tries to get it over to Salisha. Successfully does, but BYU is able to get the head on it. Salisha takes it from them, heads up the sideline. Let's see if she can get it in for something here. She crosses into the middle, looking for Bautista. About 5 yards too far left, and the goalie is able to get hands on it, no problem. So there was a decent play there, Caro.
There was a decent play. I think the pass was a little bit too far to the left, but that is the kind of plays you want to see on your offensive side.
Yeah, Salisha had an opportunity for a long shot, but she didn't take it. She took it in for the cross, which is what you like to see. Much better chance.
Much better chance. Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Oh, the ball looked like it was going out of bounds easily. It hit near the line and hit one of the divots that Casey Gibson was talking about earlier here at Forest Meadows, and it stayed in. Everybody saw playing, assumed it was going out of bounds, but it stayed in. And it's going to be BYU ball now, as Megan Hansen had to get over there. Megan Hansen, who is still hobbling, by the way.
Yes.
It seems senseless to have her in there now.
By this time of a game, With that, just what? What do we have? 2 minutes left? 10 minutes left?
We're just about 10 minutes now.
So I will take her off, just so she doesn't get hurt for future games. But you know, it's the coach's call.
You know, you don't want to say pull her because you think this game's over, but you probably need to put a couple more forwards in to try and push the action here with 10 minutes left. And she might not be injured, but she is at least hurt.
Yeah, she looks like it.
And so it seems like nonsense to have her in, and Coach Delano agrees with me, and he just pulled her. And that's going to be number six, Carrie Frayer, is going to be coming in for Megan Hansen, who gets a handshake. And as soon as she gets there, she heads straight to the trainer's table. It's about half hour too late because she re-aggravated a long time ago. But
yes,
at least she's getting attention now, and hopefully she'll be okay for the final games of the season.
Hopefully. And let's see if we can get some more passes well placed on the offensive side. And maybe one late goal for the Penguins.
Hey, yeah, you know what? Points make a difference. So does goal differential. You might as well score, even if you don't come away with the win. And that one's cleared off a Dominican foot. It's heading out of bounds, but BYU is able to head it backwards and keep it in. Brilliant play there by the BYU girls as they loft it forward into the corner. And here comes... That's Micheletti. She crosses into the middle, but it's going to be offsides.
That was a good cross, but
it was
a little bit too long.
It was, and it was offsides anyway, so the whole play is nullified. If she had brought it back a little more, it would have been on the head of Edmund.
But, you know, usually the offside plays are that good because they're offside.
Exactly. So, had she been onside, it wouldn't look nearly as good of a chance as it was.
No.
We're here at Forest Meadows Field at Dominican University. Under the trees, leaves falling all around us onto the pitch. Beautiful sight here. Everything's a beautiful sight except the scoreboard, but the effort has been perfect, and we keep noting it, but you can't stop talking about the effort of Caitlin Bautista, who seems to be taking on the entire BYU team herself. It hasn't turned into any points, but really, you can almost say, how could it, when you're going at it alone?
Yes, I think one or two defensive players less of the other team, and we'll be talking a different story.
Absolutely, but you also have to credit the BYU defense. They are solid, as here comes BYU on a breakaway.
Oh,
no,
offside.
Offsides. There's another example where it looks good because they're offsides, and she was offsides by a good 10 feet there.
Yeah.
It seemed like she didn't know. It almost seems like BYU is kind of just relaxing now. 8 minutes left in the game.
It looks
like
it.
Three goals. They're like, you know what, let's not burn ourselves out or hurt ourselves here. We got this. Dominican's kick is on. It finds a BYU head. They're going to try and play. They're definitely not going to stop. If you think Dominican will stop playing because this one's over, you're wrong.
No. You know, soccer's a game in that it isn't over until the last second. So much can happen in so many, you know, so small time.
Yeah, absolutely. Here comes Dominican. They have it in midfield. They send it upfield. First, Alicia, who needs to chase it down in the corner, but she can't. The defender gets to it first, kicks it out of bounds for a throw-in. This is going to be in territory for a long throw-in into the box here.
And you know, it does look like BYU is just chilling right now. They're walking slowly around the field. They're, you know, playing it cool because they practically got this.
Yeah, and you know what? If they're playing it cool right now, and if we keep hustling, maybe we could sneak one in.
I sure hope so.
Here comes Bautista, heads it backwards. Oh, my goodness. Over the head of the goalie, who isn't there. But the BYU defense is like a wall, and they're not even able, with no goalie within 10 feet of the net, to get a shot on goal.
Oh, that's a good pass.
Here comes a play in Dominican. They have it in the corner. They got to get a cross in. She splits two defenders. She's bringing it into the box. Crosses it across, but that's way too high and behind the goal. It's just a senseless cross. Such a beautiful run. She split two defenders, got past them. Wide open field for her to cross to, and she puts it behind the goal. It wasn't a shot. It was a cross.
You know, it was a good play, but there's so much you can do with all of the team inside the goal.
You know what? You still got to go back to the throw-in came in. The goalie came out to get it, but Bautista got her head on it, chipped it over the goalie. The goalie was out of the play on the ground. Two Dominican players had feet on it, but couldn't get a shot off because the BYU defense is so consistent.
You know, that's the moment when you need the players to be well-placed an alert.
I'll tell you what, BYU may be walking and relaxing a bit, but when they get on the attacking half of the field, they're done relaxing and they're going after another goal.
They are on, yes. If the Dominican defense doesn't watch out, they might as well get another goal in.
And here's the biggest issue I have with the Dominican game plan and what's happened. You know what? They had it 0-0 at half and mostly defensive, and that's fine. But then they stayed in a defensive set and went down 2-0, but didn't change. They didn't change into attacking mode. Now, it may just be the team. They may not have the personnel to attack, but I feel like when you're down 3-0, 2-0, you need to attack, and they've still only had two people forward, and it's been Salisha and Bautista the entire game.
Especially when you get your second half playing uphill. I would change my tactic. I get that the first half was defense. You had to measure the other team. But once you've done that, you want to go full-on attack. And look, that kick was a good one.
And here it goes. And that's led forward for Bautista, who needs to fight a defender for it. And she does, but she loses it.
But then again, just Bautista up there to get the ball.
But here's the call. I think they're going to call the defender did grab her and hold her back. So I think it's going to be a free kick for Dominican in a very opportune spot.
Looks like it. And, you know, if people keep complaining, this could be a yellow card.
Where's the referee going? Yeah, I think he's going after. It wasn't no card on the play, but he might be going after a BYU player for talking too much. And he is, and she's very close to getting a yellow. And this looks like it's going to be a free kick from about 25 yards out.
You know, just go on, keep complaining. You might get a yellow card out of this.
You're going to accomplish nothing. But here it comes. It's going to be a free kick for Dominican. It's going to be Kendra Korsberg.
You know, that looks hard, but if she manages to make a pass instead of shooting towards a goal, she may get something.
Yeah, she's from the side. She's on the right side of the box with a four-lady wall in front of her. She's going to flick on into the middle. She's going to find a head. Oh, but it goes the wrong way. The defender got a nice play on it. The ball ricocheted out right to the feet of Lexi Humphrey, who tries to put a shot on. Hits it 20 feet over the goal. No real chance there. It looked like the initial play, Bautista was going to have a chance.
You know, it was a good kick. It was well placed, but they didn't play right. You know, it should have been maybe a head, maybe a lower kick. But, you know.
You know, it would have been nice to see Bautista, after everything she's done this game, get a nice header to get a goal right here at the end. We're under 4 minutes here to play, 3 minutes, 30 seconds left in the game. Dominican down 3 goals to powerhouse BYU Hawaii.
And that is a ball for Dominican.
Yep, that ball was kicked out of bounds. Chili, the mascot of Dominican, to make a play over on the sideline. Nice stop, gets it to Dominican, sign her up.
Oh, and that's out.
The throw-in goes in, Dominican tries to trap it, but they can't, goes out of bounds. They seem dejected, and it's unfortunate because they played so hard. And so much hustle, and they've left everything out on this field. You'd like to see a better result. You know, you can't ask for a win every time, but you can ask for a closer result.
You know, they all look very tired, but you have to admit, these Penguins are not giving up. They're just trying and trying to get something going on.
You know what? We're almost at the end of 90 minutes now, so you can understand that they're showing fatigue.
Of course.
As we see the men's team walking towards the benches now, they are going to try and get vengeance against BYU for this women's team, who certainly cannot hang their heads on the effort that they've given today.
Oh, they've given it all, and with a lot of heart. But, you know, let's hope they manage to get one goal in, maybe. And if not, we have the men's game to look up for.
Here comes Michelle Bella. She's got it down the side. She's going to try and cross in the middle. Low cross, but the goalie's able to get her hands on it. And that should just about do it. We got 2 minutes left, but that was one of their better scoring chances right there. Michelle Bella had it deep in the box up against the baseline.
She went too long. She went too deep into the box.
You got to get the ball off your foot there.
Yes.
Here comes BYU, just playing a control game right now, just playing a three-woman game, just passing along. Bit of a sloppy touch there as it goes out for Dominican, who's going to throw it back in.
And that's... You know,
we're going to get a little shove there.
You know, being this close to the field, you can actually tell that BYU player pushed our Dominican Penguin. And so the ball went off the field.
And then there was a free kick for Dominican, and it was two streaking players down the sideline, but she just kicked it right down the middle at the goal. The goalie just picked it up. There's no one close to it. Seemed like a senseless chance. Here comes Dominican. They're on the attack now. Try to get it up the sideline to a streaking player, but it's just intercepted by BYU easily. Here comes a low challenge by a Dominican player. Good challenge. Well-timed. Wins. Sends it out of bound.
And the game's almost done.
Just under a minute now. We're on the final countdown for Dominican, who looks like their great effort is going to go without a win. They put in the effort. They're just not going to get the result they wanted. But if they hang their heads, they shouldn't, because they tried so hard. They're going to have a corner kick here. There's 40 seconds left in a corner kick. There's still no reason why they can't put a goal on the board now. And here it comes, into the middle, looking for a head. It finds one!
Goal!
Right off the head of a Dominican player. We called it right before it happens. No reason why you can't score a goal in the end. Cross perfectly curved right into the middle of the box. 3-1. BYU, 30 seconds left, but Dominican has to be feeling good after that goal.
You know, it was a really, really good play. That's what you want to see on a corner kick. And, you know, it's just too bad it didn't happen earlier in the game.
It looks like that was sophomore Carrie Fryer. Found her head perfectly, put it right past the goalie who had no chance. Beautiful set piece there by Dominican. That's what you like to see. End the game on a high note. Their effort is finally rewarded with a goal. They've worked so hard all game. They really deserved a goal, and they got it.
Yeah, at least one. You know, it's like they call it back home the pride goal.
Absolutely, and you know what? They have to take pride in it because they put in the effort. As they flick one on, here's Bautista,
you know,
who heads it forward.
Here come another one.
Bautista with a long shot. Wide.
Oh.
You know what? There was 2 seconds left. Bautista took the final shot. Why not? Maybe you get one in. Couldn't win the game. He brought it closer. You know what? They have to take a lot of pride in their effort. They never gave up. They never hung their head. They hustled the entire time. They still tried to make plays. They worked hard to get themselves a corner kick, and
you
they
know,
converted.
And up to the last second, that last shot, it might have been off the goal, but, you know, you have to keep going until the end. You can't call it a game until it's done.
So that's going to do it for the women's game, folks. Final score is 3-1 BYU. Dominican puts in a goal in the 90th minute. Very exciting. Off a beautiful set piece. Crossed in beautifully. Finds a head right into the goal. Well played. It's a pride goal that they have to take pride in. You mentioned it, Caro. They absolutely have to be pleased with their effort and their hustle because it was nonstop. Now, was the result what they wanted? No. Are you going to win every game? No. So all you can really look at now is, did you try? Did you put 100% in the game? And they did.
I think so. I think they still have to play that offense more, to get more players in that quarter of the game. But it was a good game, and, you know, it ended on a high note, and a very good goal at the end, and that's just beautiful. That's why you came to a soccer match. Anything can happen.
No, you're absolutely right. That's going to do it for us here, folks. The women's game is over. Final score, BYU 3, Dominican 1. The men are starting to warm up now. They are taking on the BYU-Hawaii men's team at 3 o'clock. We'll be back. Brian Sanchez here. Kara will be here with you, too. We're going to try and get some guests. We're going to have Pedro Guevara for the first half. This is radio.dominican.edu. Back at 3.